joining us. We're so glad that you're here. Welcome to Wednesday. I had the opportunity to see Andy and Natalie last Friday. We hung out and did a strategy session with a great friend, and we just connected, and it was so much fun. But I did get to sample. You know how last week, if you were here, you got to see in the background, Andy wanted to bring his ice cream maker into it so you could all see his ice cream machine or his ice cream maker. And they made some amazing fresh peach ice cream last week. Pretty tasty.
We will find that recipe and get that posted on here. So good times, man. If that's not what summer's for, I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Which is what I'm feeling is like, I would like summer to hang out for another month or two.
Yeah. Can we just ask for an extension, you know, due to COVID?
Yeah. Due to COVID, we, this year in 2020, we get 2 extra months of summer play.
I'm down.
You know,
that to a vote.
Yeah. Let's vote on it, everybody. Anyone else on board for that? Now, some of you are sharing your comments here on Zoom in the chat box, just to panelists. So if you want to switch your settings, make sure it goes to everyone as well. But yeah, I am feeling that. But I mean, usually in Utah, we have pretty nice weather through September, at least, usually. I know next week, the temps start to drop just a little bit, but maybe they'll, you know, I'm hopeful they'll pick back
rebound.
Up. So, yeah.
Amen. Speaking of polls, why don't we go ahead and do this little poll. How many of you are registered for a convention? It's just around the corner. And it's going to be epic. Like, the lineup that they've posted is going to be fantastic. And I know that they've shifted a lot of all their focus to just making this an amazing online event. With leadership, they kind of got caught off guard. And I think it wasn't quite as amazing as it could have been. But this time they had, you know, time to prepare and plan. And so it's going to be really, really great. So yeah, if you haven't registered yet, get it done.
Yeah.
It's going to be really great.
I love it. I am curious weigh in on that. Who's registered for convention and attending and or who's hosting like a watch party or, you know, doing some fun things. I know we brainstormed some of those ideas last week too, that certain people here were sharing how they're sending out like a snack bag type thing to their, you know, customers or their leaders who are participating and or doing giveaways for those that are buying tickets, you know, to help create, you know, a little more of just that engagement around getting people to convention. I think this year, like, there's just no excuse not to be part of it everyone can access it. You don't have to get on a flight or pay for a hotel or all the added expenses of that. And so I hope you guys take advantage of that. If not, Andy, where do they go to register? Just so it's really clear. Because I think some of us are thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. They may just not have registered yet. So where do they do that at?
Just through doTERRA.com.
Yep. Yeah.
They've made it really easy and they've sent out lots of emails. So make sure to hop on. There's also going to be an Empowered Success add-on. So for those building the business, that's a must attend. Just really great lineup. Lori Jacobs will be presenting there. Got some new stuff coming down the pipeline and it's going to be well worth your time.
So fun. And I know that some people, I love Katie's thought that there's a bigger swag budget, you know, all the things you would spend to travel in, you can turn around and spend in the swag. I think that's a really wise thinking thought process. I know some of you, Amy's saying she's driving to Utah, 11-hour drive to be with her team. I know there are definitely watch parties gathering. There'll be some that I'll be participating in here in Utah as well. So yeah, would love to meet as many of you that are in town as gathering, but I'm just excited whether you're doing, however you're doing it, do it, right? Be part of it. Meg is asking a question. She said, can non-members attend convention? People who are not, I assume, registered, you know, wellness
advocate
customers.
In the past, they've been able to attend live conventions. So I can't imagine that doTERRA would turn anyone away. So I would assume. I haven't actually, it's a really good question, but I assume that's a yes.
Very cool.
So what's
are you
going to
have
heart?
An ice cream machine at your watch party?
We can either confirm nor deny, but hey, if it gets you there, then that's a yes.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Awesome. I just need to post our Zoom link over on Facebook. So what's on your heart and mind these days, Tiff? Anything?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, I mean, we've talked about a couple of these thoughts in the past, and there's definitely, there's just a lot going on at the same time, right? But I think that's true for all of us. I think for me, one of the key things that I'm aware of or thinking about right now is just the power of, you know, really, again, this isn't necessarily new, but the power of our grounding practices, right? And I know we talk about self-care a lot here, but I just invite you guys to think about what grounds you. Like, I have black spruce on my desk right now, and I've been utilizing black spruce and cedar wood and a couple of the other woodsy oils just because they really do ground me, right? They're part of that. They just feel like, oh, like that coming home. And that experience was on a hike Monday night, and similar thing is just getting in the woods. But we're in a time, we're always in this experience, or at least we have been for many years as humans, but especially the year that we're in right now, there's a lot of so much noise and distraction and or a lot of energy that's up in the air, right? And that's not always negative, it's not. But the reality is there is a lot of stuff that's happening in our world and a lot of energy that's up and so forth, and just even distractions and so much that's out in the world happening. Oh, look at our little man. Hi, Leo. See, but that's a good distraction. See what I just said? It's like sometimes it's a good one. We'll take that any day. You guys can see him. He's such a freaking cutie.
Exactly.
So the thing is, though, it's just like asking what grounds us and are we doing our practices? Because here's the thing, loves, is we all have a lot of knowledge if at this point. Like, knowledge of, oh, okay, you know, oils, self-care, yoga, meditation, prayer, reading, you know, we all have different things that ground us, nourish us, and so forth. But the reality is are we living those practices? To know them is one thing. Like, we all can know it, myself included. We can talk about it. We can share it. But am I living it? Are you in process where you're regularly nourishing the things of the spirit in your life, the things of your heart and the things for your body, you know, and doing things for your mind where you're taking time off technology and you're doing things like getting out in your garden or going on a walk or a run, time where you're just meditating or listening to beautiful music or making a good meal or resting, you know, doing the things. The point is, like, are we doing the nourishing things? Simply because, right, there's so much other energy. Are we doing the things that nourish the roots is, I guess, what's kind of up for me if we think about that. So how about for you, Andy? What have you been thinking about or what's kind of stirring up in your world right now?
Oh, man. Well, I just got to tell you about one of our team members who they live in California. Mm-hmm. And they were heading out of town when the fires came through. And so they got a call that their neighborhood was being evacuated and the fire wiped out everything. They took out their house, their cars, their trailer, their horse, and they literally lost everything. And we got to spend the evening with them last night. And you know how they feel about it? They don't have any sadness, no, like, aw shucks, you know, like they just have the best attitude that you can imagine. And I don't know, just hanging out in that space of making the conscious choice of gratitude and like, hey, we have a clean slate, you know, like we've got our truck and our fifth wheel and we can go anywhere we want and there's nothing tying us down and we're free. You know, we get to be nomads. And so anyway, it's just, it's a pretty good little wake up call, you know, to ask yourself, how would I respond in that situation? Would I have the same grace and the same gratitude? And so like they had somebody write them a check and they're like, oh no, we don't need anything. Like, we're good. And like, they really had to fight this lady because she was like, Oh, really? And so anyways, we'll keep you posted. I've got a question here. Do they need anything? They're really in such a good headspace. We'll keep you posted if we do learn of any needs that the community can provide for. But anyways, we thought we were gonna be serving them last night, and they really served us. Just so inspiring with their mental and spiritual groundedness. Like, they didn't want to talk about it much. They just kind of talked about us and asked lots of questions about everything in our life. And so, yeah.
Mm. Wow. I mean, I heard about this couple through just obviously us being connected, and just, wow. I mean, that's a whole lot. I know there's a lot. I've been praying a lot for California, and now we're, just for the world, for our country. And yes, as Dr. Christine, thoughts and definitely prayers, Louisiana and Texas, and just, our world needs some love. So, and that's not to feel, we can easily, again, sometimes the world stuff can make me just feel really overwhelmed, right? I don't know if can the rest of you relate to that, where you're like, that's why I'm talking about what grounds you, but coming into a place where, we just come to see light. One of my practices that I like to do is, there's a friend of ours whose daughter is in ICU right now, who had an accident over the weekend and is in a coma, and is not responding just yet. There's some progress happening, so our friend group is definitely praying for this young girl, and we just gathered on text. We just said, can we all take a moment and just literally breathe in and send love and light? And I think about that is like, that's one of the ways I also come back to grounding. And so it's like seeing love and light expand over California and over Texas and Louisiana and over the people you love and over your home and, over your body. It's just like, do you have a practice? I'm curious, do you guys have a prayer or a meditation practice? What helps you? Because I believe in the power of prayer. And I love to see including in my prayer is meditation and or visualization of seeing love and kindness and goodness, that can help support that. So, but thank you for sharing that as well. What a mindset that they're like, okay, well, here's what we're going through. And yeah, we're going to be doing the best to move forward.
Yeah. So inspiring, and just, it's a perfect lesson in non-attachment. We talk a lot about having intention without attachment. And like, I can't think of a better experience to go through to just put yourself to the test and see, do I have attachments? Am I attached to this, desk, this phone, this body, this whole body world that I'm living in? Because when it's all gone, that's when you know. So, yeah. Non-attachment. It's a good little
Amen.
Test.
I love this. And there is a lot of good that's also happening too in the world. It's like all the things. There's just, it's sometimes just a blended, beautiful mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
This beautiful life.
Amen.
Good, good. Anyone else want to share our thoughts? And we'd love to transition into some coaching. We'd love to serve and support you this morning. So if there's something we can help you with, whether it's mindset related or strategy related or sales or social media, whatever it might be that's up for you, we'd love to serve or support you. If you want to come in live with us, we'd love that as well. There is a question that got posted here from Facebook from Janice saying, so I have two leaders organizing a little retreat for about 8 to 10 people in Pennsylvania, and they are going to play the beach ball game as an icebreaker. Tiffany, you are great with questions. What questions would you recommend writing on the ball to have them answer if their thumb lands on the question? I love that, is thinking about how you create connection, right? And there's different questions you can do that. I love to think about or having people share things, where they, if it's just starting light, right? Like with connection, we start lighter and versus, more vulnerable type things. So I think some light questions, examples would be things like, what did you want to be when you grew up? When you were like 8 or 9 years of age, what did you want to be when you grew up? What's your favorite essential oil or diffuser blend, right? of pulling that into it, or what's, you know, because you're thinking about something that we're just connecting the group. Where's been your favorite vacation? What was your first concert? You know, these are all, again, very just light, like, oh, cool, interesting type things. When we want to get into a little deeper connection, if you're going to choose to do that, or things around like, hey, you know, as you think about a little bit of what we might autobiography type share about, you know, who they are, where they're from, growing up, who's someone that's had a positive impact on their life, what did they teach you? As you move more intimate, you might say, what's a challenging time you went through in life? Be prepared for the tears. But more importantly, isn't the challenge or getting stuck? When I facilitate that, it isn't about getting in all the details of the challenge or the adversity, but is what did that teach you? Who did you become because of that experience, right? Now, you may not go that rich and deep, but again, just lighthearted things. I love you're asking that. I'd say, you know, what's your favorite essential oil? Or, what did you want to be when you grew up? What was your first concert or a favorite vacation or a favorite book that you've read? You know, things like that, that just where you're sharing and it's interesting and it's connecting people, which then they might go on to connect more about that. But yeah, those are some things in that way that I would be sharing or you could share in that kind of environment. I'm glad you guys are hosting your little gatherings. That just makes my heart so happy, because I think the power of gathering and again, you know, connecting around something so positive like doTERRA and getting healthier and happier and cleaner in our, you know, bodies and homes and so forth. So I love that. Thank you for sharing.
So good. Great ideas. We've got another question from Melinda. What about the new video Unwell on Netflix? So most of you probably heard of this new docu-series just launched, I think a few months ago on Netflix. And they do feature essential oils. One of the episodes, I think, is almost exclusively on the oil industry. And they do talk about doTERRA. They also talk about Young Living. So one thing you just need to keep in mind, anytime there's a documentary made, they always do everything they can to cast some doubt on just about anything. You know, they like to throw anyone they can under the bus. If you were to watch a documentary on, say, Mother Teresa, they would probably bring up some conspiracy theories about how she was working for, you know, the cult of whatever, or she was a man, or whatever. You know, like, they could take the very best person or the best thing and they could make it seem like, ooh, this is, you know, part of the Illuminati. So obviously they're going to do that. Some of you have heard, like, the History Channel should be called the Mystery Channel, because they try to take everything and turn it into this, like, ooh, do you know about the deep, dark inner secrets? So obviously there's going to be some of that. Now, gratefully, they did spin doTERRA in a better light than they did Young Living. Young Living definitely gets thrown under the bus. But I think it's interesting. I haven't actually watched it yet. I've just heard from a few people. Becca is saying that Alexander has a really good breakdown.
Kim Alexander.
Oh, okay. Has a really good breakdown on the documentary that she's posted on YouTube. So that's probably a better place to go to. I don't know if you, have you watched it, Tiffany? I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't watched it. I've seen it pop up because when I've logged into Netflix, it is getting some traction. So it's popping up really like, hey, watch this, at least for this week. My thought about all of that is, again, everything's energy. So just be really intentional to the energy that you give it. And if someone brings it up, if, you know, you get amped about it, that definitely, I think, feeds it. Versus for me, I just go, oh, yeah, you know, there's always interesting perspectives that are out there. And I always look at, you know, what's motivating that. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And literally, it's like, and?
Right.
Next, like, what you give energy to just gets bigger. So I think that it's something, again, I would be aware of it. And again, I'd watch maybe this review. I just think that sometimes this is the interesting thing is that, and again, this, I might get a little feisty. Okay. Let me temper, speaking of controlling or managing my own energy. It's so ironic because I'll just say this, especially if you live here in the US right now and you're not concerned about censorship, are you awake?
Yeah.
Because what's fascinating is the things that get pulled from Netflix or get pulled from YouTube, but the things that get to live out there, it's just interesting. We're being heavily filtered. So that being said, you know, I'm just a little bit feisty about it because it should be concerning. You know, jokes aside, sure. That should be concerning to you that, you know, how censored certain things are, where it's like, hey, this can't be out there, but, you know, this can be out there. So just being conscious about it. But yeah. Again, how much energy you give it? Would I be aware of it? Yeah, I'd be aware of it. I haven't watched it yet. I probably will. Just so then you're in the conversation of how you navigate what's being said I've heard a few reviews of it and so forth. And it's just saying, you know, everyone has a motivation in producing something. So, and there's always opposition in all things. So as we've seen in the last few years, a rise of essential oils being adopted by the masses, right? You're now seeing this like resistance to it. And I'm not saying that, I don't know, I haven't watched it, so I can't speak to all the claims. I just know that it's interesting what gets airtime right now and what doesn't and what gets yanked because, this might be an alternative narrative or this might be an alternative solution. So, and even us saying this right now, we might get yanked. we're gonna get pulled down because, you know.
Waiting for the trap door underneath me to drop out.
You know, I mean, just goodness. So, yeah, I just think that everything is energy. And so I think the more that we just, you know, when people sometimes bring up different things, same things when people bring up, you know, other essential oil companies, how do you react to that? And the more that you can just be like, hey, yeah.
Yep.
And have you tried this? And right. This is amazing. You know what I'm saying? So
We do have several people posting on Facebook that Cindy is saying that I thought doTERRA was well represented. Lisa says, I thought it was pretty good. A lot of good information. And then Katie as well. She thought the doTERRA portion was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's just manage your energy. I love what you're saying, Tiff. Like, if 2020 is teaching us one thing, it's you get to be really clear where you stand, like take a stand and be firm, you know, like you can't let yourself be swayed by the media or by your friends or like, I've never seen such a polarizing year. I mean, politics has always been that way. It's especially that way this year. And like everything, like a virus is polarizing. Mm-hmm. Masks are polarizing. Like it's just such an invitation for us to drop in and get really clear on who we are, what we stand for, and what we won't stand for. So great invitation.
Yep. It has been the weirdest, most interesting year ever that I've lived through.
Did you see the t-shirt that says 2020 and then it has 1 out of 5 stars? It's like, very bad. Do not recommend.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of growth and there is a lot of opportunity. And you are seeing like one of the gifts. I was having this conversation. There's a couple out of Australia. I'm coaching in doTERRA and we meet on Tuesday nights or early evening. And we were talking about this yesterday too, is like, I mean, how much for a lot of people, their business has grown this year though. So as much as, you know, because, and more people I think are open to really creating their own business or making their side hustle a legit source of income of saying, hey, it's time for me to have more control over my situation and or to help people, you know, really boost their immune system.
Yep, it's true. Yeah, our business is up like 25% over last year.
Yeah.
And there's never been a better time for us to attract really powerful and influential people who are looking for solutions. So I've been preaching for a long time, like there's never been a better time. There's never been more hunger financially. There's never been more awareness of our need for health and financial solutions. So yeah, Cass is saying, I made Premier in April without trying much. So it's true. The opportunity is there for those who have eyes to see it. So I love it. All right, who else has questions? Go ahead and raise your hand if you're in Zoom, and we'll know that you're wanting to come on live with us. All right, we've got Gigi raising her hand. So, can you hear us, Gigi? Huh. Maybe they meant to raise their hand. Oh, here we go.
Unmute, okay. Hi, good morning, everyone. So, in relation to managing energy, it's something I've been working on. But in my home, it's kind of difficult because there's different types of energy in my home. So I almost feel like I have to stay secluded to stay within my positive energy space. And that also affects my business. Like, I hear you guys talking about it's a great opportunity time, you know, and I do intentionally press into that, you know, to be more proactive. But it just seems like the negative energy or the lack of energy, excuse me, from other people always just seems to pull me back down. So that's a real struggle for me to stay, because I have to almost overexert myself in trying to get ahead and step ahead and move forward. So I don't know what to do in that department. and it affects both my emotional and my business, you know.
Wow. Such a good awareness. And first of all, like, hats off to you for being conscious of how other people's energy is impacting you. You know, like, I don't know how many decades of my life and Natalie of her life, we just, you know, we let, we call them energy leeches, hook onto us and just kind of suck us dry. And that's been a gift for us to, first of all, wake up, you know, and get aware of what was happening. So that's a gift. So if I were offering coaching, I would first of all get clear on where those energy drains are, which relationships are impacting you the most, and then just do some quiet reflecting on why. So why is it, let's say it's a child or a partner. Why am I feeling particularly drained in this relationship? What is it about our dynamic, and what specific interaction is leading to an energy drain? So Natalie used to do health coaching for clients, and she used to leave those interactions feeling so dry and like so exhausted and just energetically wiped out that she couldn't do another energy session for a week or two. So she realized that she wasn't setting up boundaries, and she was connecting too much and having too much empathy for other people and their baggage. She also realized that she had set up a contract that was basically, hey, my life mission is to heal anyone connected to me. And so as a healer, I'm going to, you know, haul off your garbage, and I'm going to be your dump truck And so that was the contract. And so people, you know, they were more than happy to come and just dump and throw up all of their negativity and the bad stuff in their life. And so she realized, oh, I created that contract. I'm the one who set that up. And so she shifted that to, I am a conduit of healing, and I create a space for people to do their own energy work and healing and connect to source so they can be healed. And so that's a huge difference from I am the healer who brings, you know, healing to everyone I'm connected to. So I know that women are especially good at taking on other people's stuff. They're so good. Like whenever there's a problem in a relationship, in a marriage between a man and a woman, they can usually agree on one thing. The man thinks it's her fault and the woman thinks it's her fault. And that's not great, right? Like that's not a good pattern. But so you probably have the gift of empathy. I would just say, let's create a healthy contract with everyone that's sucking my energy. And I think it all starts with feeling worthy to have boundaries. I think a lot of times we've created this belief that, well, I'm just supposed to serve the world. The highest good is just to give, and never receive. And so we start down that road until we're exhausted and we realize, oh, wait, I'm worthy of not being sucked dry. I'm worthy of receiving. I'm worthy of going for help and energy and healing from others. So how does that resonate for you? Tell me how that's landing.
It does. It helps to set the boundaries. I mean, I've been working on this so much. So I just did the I Am Ignited with Desiree, you know, yeah. So I am intentionally, you know, working on this because I do want to have the right things. And it's because of that also shifting, not just my mindset, but my heart set, because I learned that you could change your mindset all you want to try, but if your heart still remains the same, then that in itself will create the conflict. So in having a heart change, I am learning to be willing to receive, because I did have a hard time receiving. But also aside from that, I want to be able to continue, you know, like get my momentum going and to be able to sustain it. That's the word, sustain my momentum. And that's the part that I can't seem to, because even with my business, you know, I hit elite and I've been stuck at elite. And now it just seems like, you know, my builders don't want to move. So again, I had the momentum, I gained the momentum. And then again, it's like, wah, 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 wah. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm trying not to stay discouraged. I allowed myself to feel discouragement yesterday, actually. And it's like, okay, it's okay to feel the discouragement, but don't get stuck. I don't want to get stuck there.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I love how Tiffany talks about allow yourself to feel that, but don't build a house there, right? Like, let's just feel it and move through it. So
and I do have to say, I'm sorry. I do have to say thank you to Tiffany, because it was with her. She was one, like the first person that I started working with when she also did her, I did her gratitude series last year and the year before. I started with my personal development started with Tiffany. So I just wanted to say thank you. So I've been in progress for a couple years now. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, honey, it's nice to see you and meet you. Do you say your name? Is it Gigi? Do you say Gigi?
It's Gigi. It's Gigi.
And where are you based out of?
I'm in Downey, California.
Okay. Aw, guys, I just love you. I want to cuddle y'all. So I really love what Andy's saying, and I think there's been some great things in the chat too about a combination of things from oils to questions to consider, right? And thinking about how you create intentional space. Similar, like when we were talking earlier about the power of prayer and seeing an expansion of light, is sometimes I literally put a light bubble around myself, right? It's kind of like you do your own, say your morning ritual, and then seal it with a light bubble. Like, hey, that just means that no matter what anyone else says to me or their energy, it's like I've chosen to put up my own force field of positivity, and it's going to bounce off of that, right? It doesn't mean you're still human. And sometimes, of course, when we interact with other humans and if something gets said or there's negativity or something that gets said that hurts your feelings, like I can deal with, I mean, I'm still feel those things. So I'm, but I find that if I'm more intentional about like, I'm going to show up for me, this is how I feel and what I believe. And if someone else, they're not on board or don't see the same thing or poke fun or whatever the case might be, is I like to really, again, to do my own self care and then see it as intentional, as it's not about whatever they think or feel. I'm going to do what I think and feel. Cause sometimes other people are looking to read our energy, right? About something as part of it. And so when your energy is like, well, I don't know, what do you think I should do? I'm not so sure, versus you just being like, look, I realize this might not be your thing, but I'm sure this is a great part of my path. And, or I'm so, you know, sure about it. And then I also think, you know, in communication with your spouse or significant other or people that you are with in your life or you share a home with or things like that, is asking for just, you know, that respect of saying, hey, we connect about this. This really matters to me. And I respect you that it might not be your thing, but could I at least ask? So I'm not asking you to, you know, do all the things and host all the classes or build even the business with me, but could you at least withhold the negativity or the poke fun comments? Could you support me? I love to ask that question. Could you support me in this? Right. And if they're saying, well, yeah, but, and say, okay, well, let me hear your concerns. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Anything else? Right. When someone's giving you a concern, I love to ask, okay, is there anything else? Anything else? Right. And just dropping into that and being like, okay, well, thank you for sharing that. And I hear you and your feelings and needs matter. And for my feelings and needs, could you support me in this? Mm-hmm. And what support looks like for me is that if you don't have something positive to say about it, could you not say it? I'm not asking you to be someone different, but I'm asking you to respect who I am. And this is part of my path and I'm passionate about it, right? Is that I think, and sometimes, and especially in couples, it's like if we're passionate about it and confident in what we're doing, that goes a long way with our partner. Versus if we're kind of like, well, I'm not sure and I'm on the fence and maybe, and I'm not saying, I don't know if that may be up for you at all, love, but that's just something that I know can surface where then it's like, well, wait, if you're not very confident in this, I'm not very confident in you doing it because I'm looking for you to feel pretty confident with it. So anyway, those are just some thoughts, but ground yourself regularly, put that bubble out there. You just see, so as comments come in, you know, or things get shared that, oh, we just see it. Well, it just bounces off. Cool. Well, that's nice. I'm still going to be happy and, or I'm still going to, you know, be positive about this or what I'm up to. And again, everything I'm saying are practices, not about being perfect at it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's very true. That's very good.
Yeah. How does that land for you?
It does make perfect sense. I mean, one thing, like, I am not combative. I'm very passive and I'm working on not being passive. And actually it's, you guys were talking about this pandemic and all that stuff. It's just, I noticed that that's really pushing me to be like, you know what? I don't want to wear a mask today. And I fight within just something that simple, you know, it could be a fight within myself, like, but is it right? Am I not being considerate? But what about me? What about, you know, it's like, this is like, I feel like an infringement of my freedom, but what about other people? So mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just trying to find the right balance, I guess, and stay in that way or that lane, or, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a balancing act.
I mean, we definitely need more ice cream in this year, and I've eaten a lot more ice cream than I normally do. So,
yeah.
But I appreciate your realness and your tender heart. I mean, that's one of your great strengths, clearly, and your consciousness and awareness and so forth. And I think, again, it's sometimes we think confidence has to be loud and bold and it can really just be a quiet assurance. Like, I know I'm on the right path for me, or I'm really passionate about, you know, doTERRA or personal growth or whatever the things are that sometimes might be where we're in different energies or how you feel about things. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, geez, I have to confess, even raising my hand, this, me being live on here with all of you guys and putting my business out there. Oh, I am literally shaking in my seat. I'm thankful you guys can't see that, but yeah. I am also thankful that I was able to do it, you know, because it was big. This is huge for me. My heart is racing, but I'm thankful for the opportunity to get your feedback, to get Andy's feedback, and to get the support from everybody. Yeah. So thank you all.
Well, we're just sending you so much love and we're proud of you. It does take courage. And so you're having experience of speaking up and putting your heart out there and what you need. And, you know, really, yeah, I honor that. So I think that's super awesome.
Thank you.
You're getting some love in the chat box for that too. So you are supported here. We love you and you're part of this family and your needs matter and your feelings matter. And so, yeah, love that you shared that.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome.
And I know someone else would be very deserving of having the same opportunity. So
yes. And just as a heads up, everyone, we're a few months out from this, but the gratitude series she's mentioning will be back again this fall in November. It's a free coaching course that I do once a year. And it's so rich and juicy on gratitude and generosity. Really how to get into the flow zone, if you will, for what you're creating and manifesting. It's feel good. So just tuck that in your little calendar that it is coming back in November, and you'll hear more about that as we get closer, but it is coming. All right. Looks like we maybe have another friend joining us.
Dr. Christine, can you hear us? Welcome.
Hi. Yes. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I am having tremendous difficulties like staying in. I keep getting kicked out. Then I can't see you. I can't hear you. And then I haven't been able to chat. And I've just been like a little kid waiting to open a Christmas present. If you don't mind, can I just say something to Gigi?
Sure.
Yes.
So I hear you. You are totally speaking to me, Gigi. I would love to connect with you as friends. If you're interested, find me or I'll find you. So yeah, that's where I've been for quite a long time. And it's difficult because, you know, you believe you're with who you're supposed to be, right? We have contracts, we have sacraments, we have commitments. And oftentimes I've found as one person in the relationship grows and gets healthy, it's very hard because, of course, the dynamic's going to change for the people around us, right? Especially in this difficult time where, you know, do we wear a mask? Do we not wear a mask? I'm from Pennsylvania. Most of my family is in the Northeast. I now live in Georgia. So that's like A and Z, you know, just something as simple as a mask, you know, like we're going to church. We believe that, long story short, there's a lot of conflict. There's even conflict in our home, you know, with the upcoming election. And I couldn't write anything in the chat. So that's why I just wanted to jump in here. But Gigi, I just want to, number one, applaud you because it took me years to be able to get on here and expose myself and be vulnerable. So thank you. And also, Tiffany, you were the beginning of this journey for me as well. And Andy, you and Natalie have been huge in opening my eyes and giving me the strength to set boundaries as a chiropractor and a healer. Andy, you spoke to my heart. You know, that was in my mantra. That was on my wall. You know, I am a healer. And when you have, I have a child with special needs, you know, we went through Katrina. I know what it's like to lose just about everything like that. So many challenges. I will, if you guys don't mind, let Gigi know that doing the strengths test was huge for me. It was huge for me to understand that it's okay for me to be, I'm the opposite of Gigi. I'm a lot of relationship building, so I can talk, I'm loud, but, and I often felt like I was too much. So I heard her saying stuff like, I try not to do this and I don't want to be that. I think embracing who you are would be really awesome. And if you're not doing any of the strengths work, you know, Eddie Vila has a group, it's called Unleash Your Strengths. And the community is amazing. They have free sessions online. We had an hour long last night. It's empowering to know that you don't have to be like everybody else. And the more you understand who, the more we all understand who we were created to be, and the better that we resonate at those high power, you know, those high energy levels, right? Like Dr. Tiffany says, and Dr. Andy, the more we can resonate around the people around us, and the more, you know, then they'll have to decide, do they want to hop on our train or do they want to stay at the station? And hopefully, you know, eventually they'll come and join us, but it's a difficult spot to be in. And I, you know, and then for me, you know, I have a lot of people on my team, but am I really a good leader? Like, if I really am not confident in who I am, how do I pass that on to my leaders, quote unquote, right? How do I train other people to love themselves? So, sorry, I hope I'm not overstepping boundaries, but I kind of felt real pulled to say that to her.
We love your passion, babe. Thanks,
Claire.
So how can we support you today? What's up for you?
And one more pearl that you gave me, Tiffany, probably a year and a half ago. You probably don't remember this, but I was also like, you know, my husband doesn't understand. I want to come out of the clinic full time. I know my passion is to help people with this mission. And you texted back or sent a note back that said, look, just do it. You know, show them that it works. Prove to the people who don't believe that it's the real deal, you know, and you don't need their permission to move forward and step forward. And, you know, as far as ranks and those ceilings, my help today is I have a team meeting on Friday. And, you know, I've done some of the Elise Shedevi oil trainings and basic camp and all that. And I too have been stuck at silver for what seems forever, but that's cool. I don't even always maintain that silver rank. I find that when I really focus on those numbers and that level, I lose a little bit of my heart, and then I kind of get diluted, right? But I do need to be able to help people. I've got competent and capable people, and they're like, Dr. C, you know, I'm not making money. I don't know how much longer I can hold my husband off. Like, you know, it's been 4 months or it's been 3 months. Like, what's the first step? Like, we're having a call for a business, three-way business call. Would you recommend that we really dive into understanding the compensation plans, the unit levels? I mean, I got power three, but like, what is it? You know, and I know there's so many great things out there, but what is it that works for me and that I can present to my people? Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're asking what's the real starting place when I'm training a new builder?
Right, like, I've done stuff with Lisa Zimmer and her frequently asked questions and her welcome to, like, that's great. I know the shared success, you know, the empowerment tools in our back office are amazing. And we go over the live well, and we go over the share. And maybe I give too many different choices and I'm diluting things and I'm not being clear. So that confuses people, my leaders.
Yeah. So I think the key there is to really get, synced up with the person you're meeting with, right? And this is an art more than it is a skill. I've watched Natalie, and she does not rush this. She takes her time to really just get into their world and see their world through their eyes. And, you know, it's really just time, I think. It's time of like getting to know, okay, you've got these health needs over here, you've got these financial needs over here, you've got these dreams, these goals. And I think it really just comes out to, as you're in the moment and you're trying to feel into their needs, which need is the biggest, which hole of unmet needs is the deepest, and then start there. So, you know, Natalie and I were just meeting with some new builders a couple nights ago, and they're familiar enough with the product that, you know, they've got some questions there. So we didn't dive too deep into that, but they do have some big goals. And so that's their biggest unmet need, is the financial. So we dove straight into, okay, launch guide, here's your names list, and when can we meet and set up an accountability system. So that's where we went. I think the sooner you can meet a big need for people, the sooner you're going to have their full attention. And so if we were meeting with someone who said, you know, from the get-go, oh yeah, I just want to do this in the business, and just get me on started. But then you sit down with them and you find out they have this, I don't know, like this huge health issue. Maybe it's like a sleep issue or a skin disorder or something that's like blaring, and it's actually going to keep them from being productive in the business space. So energetically, you're going to pick up on that. And so you're going to think that my number one strength is individualization, because I'm trying to tell you that every situation, it depends. But I've truly seen that when it comes to humans, you really do get to be just responsive and needs-based. And so does everyone need to become a product of the product? Yes. Does that mean we always have to start with a wellness consult and go through the live guide? Not necessarily. That does need to happen at some point. We need to make sure they do fall in love and make it a lifestyle with the product. Mm-hmm. But I would just say, be flexible and be really tuned in to their needs. And I've just seen over and over how Natalie, because she does that, it ticks the box of, this is important to me and I'm going to give it time and attention. So those are my thoughts. Tiff, I'd love to hear from you. What would you share?
Yeah, I loved a lot of what you were sharing too. And I think I just want to check in on that. Christine, how does that feel for you, or your thoughts about it?
Thank you. That makes me feel really good, because that's kind of what I've been doing, you know, over the last 2 years. And thank you both. I think I get to a point where I feel like, or I've been told, because it's not like so textbook reproducible, that what I'm doing is it's not good enough. There it is. You know, I'm not high on the strategic and the executing, believe it or not. Like it's like down, not. And I think I get caught up and say, I'm not good enough in this area, like the financial component and keeping tracks. And like you say, my business is up 25%. I don't like stats and all that stuff. That is so out of my bandwidth. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, I don't keep data and I don't keep stats. And I've come to decide that that's not who I am. All that stuff is my bottom five, you know, and I've been trying for 2 years to put these things into play. And here I've been living in my bottom five. So it's caused me to pause and doubt. And then I drop back, and then I'll send them to somebody else. Like I'll send them to an upline leader, or I'll send them to a crossline leader for it, because I feel like they could do better, because they're diamonds, they're blue diamonds, they're presidentials, you know, they must know more than me. Right. And then it kind of gets lost in the fray. So that sat, I heard that touched my heart. And that, I think that's good. That's a good reminder to just be who I am. And I am a listener. I am able, and I'm high in empathy. So Yeah, that's all good. We are not like financially through the roof. You know, Katrina really did harm our family in many ways, financially especially. So maybe that's kind of a roadblock that I have. So like when I have leaders who are looking to, you know, financial is their need, you know, they want to help with their families. Now they're stay-at-home moms all of a sudden. So now they love the oils. All my people are products of the products, which is awesome. You know, they teach me things sometimes. So maybe it's something I just need to get over. Maybe that's my financial, like I'm not worthy to talk to people about finances because I'm not making a ton of money doing this either. Mm-hmm. Right. So you kind of opened my eye to that little hole in me, I guess. Right.
Yeah. And I think one of the, and I appreciate you saying that. I think one of the things about being a, when we talk about leadership is inspiring vision in others and including yourself, right? And so that a lot of times I've heard this many times. I remember many years ago, a woman in a training said to me, you know, I just don't have as much confidence to present or share because I'm not diamond yet. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, let me have you drop into this. I said, how would you feel if you were already diamond? How would you carry yourself? How would you talk? How would you feel? And so forth. And also to be aware, everyone,